It's 8:43 on a Thursday morning with the Musers. Tomorrow is Jub Jam, and the silent auction is underway. Includes a lot of great items. Seniorsource.org to bid on those items. And joining us now in studio is our memorabilia expert, Shorty DeFazio. George, he wants to contribute some more items.
Hey, Shorty DeFazio from the Northeast. What's happening, huh?
Hi, Shorty.
Hey, listen, I know you guys are up against it here. And, you know, I flew in just from the Northeast to on the red eye so I could donate some items to the Jub Jam.
Wow, that's so incredible.
We love
nice.
The Jub Jam in the Northeast.
That's amazing. All the way from Boston.
Yeah, benefiting Senior Source. Well, not necessarily Boston, but, you know, up there.
New York.
It's just the Northeast.
Okay.
Stop getting so specific.
Okay.
But I love that it benefits Senior Source, which helps out all the old people.
Yes, that's one way to look at it. Yes.
Now, I don't usually like
adults.
To talk about my personal life, but some of my relatives were old people. And it's very emotional for me. It's a cause that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
I'm thinking in particular my great-grandfather. He had the old age.
Okay. And,
age has really affected my family. As a matter of fact, old age was the cause of death for many of my relatives. So
is that right? Well,
yeah, it hits hard. It hits hard. So I'm doing my very best to prevent old age.
Okay.
Here's a little stat for you. Old age is the leading cause of death in Shorty DeFazio's over the age of 75.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah. In my family.
This does hit
in my family.
Particular family.
Yeah. So I know what people are up against, and you're so beautiful for doing this, Dorgio.
Oh,
so
thank you, Shorty.
So I brought unusual items for you.
Okay.
That I'm donating to the Jub Jam for the silent auction.
So we can put these in the silent auction.
You can put them in the silent auction. That's
all
what
right.
I just said.
Okay.
Yeah. How about this? This is the back brace that Phil Collins wore in his last show here in Dallas.
Okay.
When he sat in front of the stage and in an easy chair and performed. You know, the guy's been up against
He's been up against
but this
it.
Is
yeah.
This is at least a $500 value that
okay.
I have for you, Giorgio.
Thank you very
that
much.
Is now free to Jub Jam.
Free to Jub Jam.
Free to Jub Jam
on it. Okay.
For a $600 donation to the Shorty DeFazio Foundation.
Wait a minute.
How about this? Any basketball fans out there?
Sure, yeah,
we
all
love
are.
Basketball.
These are the last three eggs remaining from the two dozen that Luka threw at Nico Harrison's house one night.
Okay.
Right before he left town.
That's an unusual
I'm donating
item.
These
wow.
eggs. I'm donating, doing what a lot of young women do. I'm donating eggs.
Okay.
I'm donating them to Jub Jam.
Thank you.
They smell a little bit.
Yeah, how about this? Jerry Jones Jr.'s refrigerator art from the 5th and 6th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of art fans out there. They may like this. This is I locally source these from the Jones Bulk Trash. So if there's
any one way to get it.
Any of your Jub Jammers, isn't that what you call your listeners, Jub Jammers?
I guess so, yeah, sure. We'll call them
that. That want to do this, I got this. How about this? A 5x5 square of artificial turf from the ill-fated Jerry Jones artificial turf farm that he started in Frisco in 1998, closed in 1999.
He had an artificial turf
He tried
turf
to grow
farm?
Artificial turf. It didn't work out.
Never heard about
he
that.
He loves artificial turf.
Yeah, everyone may know that Jason Kidd and Mavericks, they plotted ways.
They plotted ways.
They did. But little do people know that Jason Kidd actually left behind all the fake glasses that he wore during press conferences to make himself look smarter.
Those were fake?
Those were fake. So I got Jason Kidd's smart glasses. He left them all behind. This is a $1,000 value that I'm donating to Jub Jam, benefiting the Senior Source.
Thank you.
Trying to prevent old age.
And what do we have to pay you in return to the Shorty DeFazio?
That is for a $1,200 donation that is requested.
I think we're down about $3,000.
To the Shorty DeFazio. It's not just the Shorty DeFazio Foundation in this case.
Yeah.
It's the Shorty DeFazio Brazilian Rosewood Sourcing Fund.
Sounds like the Senior Source is losing money
on
this whole deal.
And hey, how about a big donation? I'm wanting to do something to top the last guy who donated a $25,000 guitar.
Yeah, Garrett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about this? I'm donating a whole car. A whole car! This is the actual car that Alundis Bryce lost his virginity in. This is a $500 value. The only car that was rejected by Cars for Kids. I got it. It is a classic. Okay. So I'm donating it to Jub Jam. It's a 1985.
Okay.
It's a 1985 Mazda GLC.
Does it run?
Nah, it needs a little work. It needs a carb clean.
It's a car.
It needs a carb clean, but it's free to Jub Jam. I'm going to be out there.
We've never had a car before.
I hope you don't mind if I set up my shop right there in front of Jub Jam to sell some items. I'll be right next to your merch table. That's fine.
We're short on room.
No. I'm going to be out there.
But
just
for you,
God bless
Shorty,
you.
We'll make
and,
it.
And I'd like to do a little something special here because you are doing something for a cause that means so much to me.
Yeah.
I would now like to offer you exclusively... an open mouth kiss of appreciation.
That's gross. Stop it. That's a soul.
Thank you, George. That's I appreciate it. That's an unusual item.
There you go, Shorty Fabio. Thanks to Shorty for coming by the studio.
Oh, wait, I just got a text from Michael Irvin. He enjoyed the Alundis Bryce line.
Yeah. He loves Alundis Bryce more than anybody.